Blog Talk Radio.
Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray in your holy name. Oh God, we ask you to stretch your hand and deliver us in the name of Jesus, that for those to be blessed, those that will keep you and you kept us. Lord, I pray that you will make your face to shine upon us and be gracious to us. I pray that you will lift up your countenance unto us and fill us with your peace. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your blessings that you have already bestowed upon us. I ask you, Lord, to cleanse our minds from thoughts and preconceived ideas that do not conform to your perfect will and destiny of our lives. I ask you, Lord, to prevent our minds from deceiving us in any way by covering us with your precious blood, that we may believe and think in you, your wills for our lives. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I pray these blessings and thanking you for all according to the blessings to all and about, in the name of your word, Jesus Christ, according to Numbers 6, chapter 23rd through 26th verse. To be God be the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. We pray and we pray. God bless you. Welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. We are your hosts, oh God, and we thank you for each and one of you back again for your support and for those that are praying for us and praying for those that are around the world, those that are in Christ, those that are out of Christ. Amen. That's what Jesus came to do, to save that which is lost. Amen. This is what the church is all about. And we thank God for all of you. This is Doctrine of Truth, your host, Bishop Poole. Our desire is to bring you the truth from the grassroots level. All listeners to call in and share your biblical experience so we can grow thereby. Amen. The subject is, what is Christian empowerment? What is Christian empowerment? Amen. And we always desire to hear your comments and your thoughts. You can't get any grades for this. We're just here, no wrong answer. We're here to help edify and to build up each other. Amen. All experiences are different. All things that we go through are different. We live in different areas, amen, in different environments. But God is still the same God. He's still the same God. He's a God of variety. He made the sun, the stars also. Amen. He has created lilies and flowers and trees. We have fish. We have all color of flowers, all color of people. Amen. And all walks of life, all different parts of the world. People live in the winter. Some live in the cold. Some live in the heat. Amen. But they're still God's people. Amen. In the beginning of time, amen, God created the earth, heaven and earth, in the book of Genesis, and he spoke. And he said, let there be light, and there was light. Amen. He also spoke, amen. He brought forth man, made man in his own image. And he told man, amen, go and be fruitful and multiply. Amen. And since then, amen, the earth, with all types of seeds, God created multiplication. Amen. And now, we're in an era where we're addressing, amen, from this point of view, Amen. Did God leave anything out? What is the Christian empowerment? Some think that God has not given the church the answer, neither his people the answer. Amen. But God always have provided for his people. He provided Adam and Eve, and he gave forth seeds that the seeds would bring forth. Amen. Plants and animals and reproduction. So God always have provided. Amen. It's just a matter of the church addressing themselves to this. And this is where we are about Christian empowerment. Amen. What is it? What is the empowerment? What is God trying to say? What is he trying to do? Amen. And do the church still have it? Do the Christians still have it, able to protect themselves, to help themselves? Amen. Are the church still able, amen, to go about daily business in a victorious way? Amen. Or the church itself is just like any other institution, are they subject to the downfalls and the breakdowns and the, amen, the run of the mill every day? Amen. We need to address that, and we always here at Doctrine of Truth, we, amen, have many listeners and some that are listening in and some that are calling in. Amen. If you desire to call in, amen, our technician will put you in, and you can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. We're looking at the chapter, amen, according to Matthew's the 6th chapter, amen, and God is addressing through the book of Matthew, Matthew's gospel, amen, the tax collector, amen, Matthew is writing to the Jews, amen, every gospel, every good news, every one of Jesus' disciples, amen, was a variety, amen, a tax collector. Amen. A fisherman. Amen. A physician. Amen. Common laborers. Amen. Jesus had a variety of men that he worked with. Amen. He taught them hands-on. He taught them about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Here, Matthew's addressing, amen, according to Matthew's 6th chapter. Amen. He said in 28th verse, take note. Why ye take ye thoughts for raiment? Amen. That's where we are. Amen. Can God's people, amen, survive? Can they provide for themselves? Have God given them the ability to provide for themselves? They should consider the lilies of the field. How they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is today is and tomorrow is cast down into the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye, O ye of little faith? Notice here, talk about the grass. If you ever notice, when fire come through the forest and men that cut grass and animals eat grass, amen, it comes back up. It's a very hard seed to destroy. Amen. Grass always replenish. Always replenishes. Always restore the earth. Therefore, 31st verse of the 6th chapter of Matthew. Amen. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink? And wherewith shall you be clothed? After all these things does the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is evil thereof. Amen. The empowerment of God. How God empowered his people. Amen. How God provided for his people to survive on this earth, amen, as they become Christian, as they become a child of God, amen, and you're coming out of the world, coming out of the world system, amen, and the tools and things that they have learned to use, they're coming up in life, amen. Now they're coming over into God's system, God's teaching in the church. And the teaching in the church is love one another and the commandments of God. Thou shalt not kill, steal, destroy. Amen. Respect others and love your neighbor. That system of life now faces the Christian family. Amen. And they're wondering and looking at, amen, how can I, what can be done, amen, to support my family now, support my family now. Amen. And I know many have been faced with that. Amen. I have coming up when talking to a young man. We was in college together, and he was saying, and we were discussing the lifestyle. And he said, how can I work with a company, amen, marketing, and the marketing we deal with clubs and alcohol. We go and set it up, amen. And now I have to come out of this situation. I'm going to love God. Amen. And God going to provide the same salary. If God going to provide the same lifestyle and comfort for my family, amen, that I'm in now, you know. And we begin to pray and say, well, you just have to trust God. God can provide, amen, that same lifestyle, but in a righteous way, in a righteous way. So all he knew was free cigarettes, free alcohol, when he set up the club, set up a concert, amen. So he went out. Amen. We prayed together. That's why it's important, part of empowerment of God, empowerment with God's people. Amen. And you begin to walk this life. Amen. One of the major things is prayer. Jesus always prayed. Jesus always prayed. Amen. So if you're going to be, you know, your steps are being empowered by God. Amen. And God knows, and Jesus gives us the pattern that we must pray. Prayer is a part of it. Prayer is part of your Christian growth and your empowerment. So after he went out and began to put in applications and with his skill and his background and the college now we was in, you know, marketing, marketing management, and he had the experience. He went out and got another big job at the same skill, the same opportunity, a marketing management job, paying just a little bit more than he was making in the secular management job. And he had to sell no more alcohol, set up no more clubs. Amen. He went in and set up these big restaurants. Amen. And worked in the management area. Amen. So God can provide for his people. He takes the same skill. He doesn't take away your skill. Peter was a fisherman. He continued to fish. And God continued to work with him. Amen. So there are areas, it comes down to, amen, knowledge, amen. So in order to be empowered by God, amen, empowerment meaning you be able to be self-sufficient in God's work. That's the definition we're working on. You might address empowerment another way, but if you can't protect yourself, amen, Ecclesiastes 7 chapter 12 verse, if you can't protect yourself, amen, through wisdom and finance, amen, that's what the enemy want to take away from God's people and the young people in the world today. He doesn't want you to understand, amen, they're using God's name. The devil is using God's name. Those that, the trick of the enemy, always deception. They always say, well, God told me. And you have to continue to seek God in his word. Study his word. That's one empowerment move. Amen. Studying God's word. Amen. Reading his word. Hearing his word. Memorizing and meditating on his word. Amen. And as you begin to move and go, and God give you the gift of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will give you visions and dreams. So when somebody use God's name to want to take away your extra finance, your finance that you have to take your home and your family put insurance on your house, your car, your life, your health, amen, and help you pay for your bills, amen. When you have given God, support God's house with just a tenth, tithes and offerings, you don't need to give out any more unless you have extra, amen, your own personal money, your own personal movie, popcorn, and picnic money, amen. But other than that, amen, don't the enemy, he always reaches for the part that make you settle down and feel comfortable at night when you lay down in your bed. Amen. The enemy looks to take away your comfort, your peace of mind. And finance is one of the areas. You're fighting God's people in finance. Finance is the area fighting against God's people. Amen. Not only that, education about Jesus Christ and other things in life. Amen. So empowerment, God will empower his people through the Holy Ghost and through reading of his word. Amen. And don't let the enemy sell you these things. And when you have enough word of God in you, in prayer, in meditation, and around the right people, amen, you can see the out of place areas that the enemy is trying to get at you at. Amen. Make it simple. Make it simple. Amen. God's people, amen, we got to watch as well as pray. But now we're in the reality of this thing. We're walking in the reality of this. You got to wake up. Wake up. God has never forsaken his people. He has never forsaken his people. Amen. But the enemy, when he want to block, deceive, lie, and scheme his way in your thoughts and your life, where you look and see, amen, and you can't see. Even God's people that are praying and walking in God, amen, if you don't stay focused and seek after the kingdom of God, Matthew 6:33, seek after God, seek after his righteousness. Okay, you say, well, what do we seek after? You seek after, amen, making disciples. It's a wonderful thing that you save and you can go help somebody else, amen, in your family, your relatives, your cousin, your neighbor, have not accepted Christ. And you can sit down and talk to them about Jesus Christ, amen, in a loving manner, amen, and watch that person. Amen. You might spend some time. You have to give a part of yourself, some time, some energy. Amen. But once you see that person come up and they sprout out and be able to help others, that's a wonderful joy. Amen. Yes, becoming saved, amen, and with Christ is wonderful, but to see others come into Christ, that's the commission. God said, go and make disciples. Amen. That's empowerment, where you can stand your ground. Amen. And reach out and help others without being drawn apart, falling back, amen, and destroying your family, your life, your budget, your money, your health, amen, without, amen, you're able to plant others. You're able to help others. That's empowerment. That's empowerment. But if you have not helped anyone yet, we're hoping and praying this will stir you up. Amen. To see, amen. If you think you've been empowered and you're not sure about it, amen, we hope that this program will stir you up to that position, amen, to watch and pray. All right, the lines are open as always. Amen. The subject is, what is Christian empowerment? Amen. And where you see the weaknesses are in the church, in the church family. Amen. And what you think the drawbacks are, and you might want to share something, some visions and dreams that help you get, and how you've been able to help others. You can't destroy yourself. You cannot destroy yourself. Everybody say, God told me, God told me. Amen. Don't destroy yourself. Amen. Be able to have so much prayer and word and study and meditation that you can be able to discern. Amen. When people are using God's name just to take advantage of you, amen, you'll be able to stand your ground. That's what Paul said, when you're doing all to stand therefore with Amen. The book of Ephesians. Amen. Here we go. You can dial 1 with area code 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. When you push 1 on your phone, amen, and the our technician will type you in. Amen. You can just, we'll call out your last 4 digits of your area code. Amen. And the last 4 digits of your phone number and your area code. You don't have to give your name. It's up to you. You want to give your last, you know, your first name, is, you can also. Amen. But we're desired just to hear what you're saying on a keep it free as possible. We're not talking against anyone, anyone religion. Amen. Because God loves everybody. And everybody got a sin record. Let me put this out there. Everybody have a record in sin. Everybody have a record in sin. All right, we have a caller at 954, last 4 digit 4427. Amen. You're on the air. God bless you.
God bless you. Good evening. Good to be back on the air with the program. Always very good topics. You know, Bishop, when you ask, what is it to be a Christian? You know, that's one of the things that we have to just understand. You have to stop trying to be a Christian, just be one, you know. And when you be a Christian, you understand that now you're part of a whole different system. The world has its system, but now you're under the kingdom system, and now you don't speak of yourself. Your opinions and your responses to situations is not of yourself, but you now refer to the word to be your opinion on anything, any subject, anything, anywhere you go. So when you speak, now you begin to imitate Jesus. And so when it comes time for a response, you say what the word say. And the more you say the word say, the more you are imitating Christ, and the more you imitating Christ, then you're imitating the Father, because he's imitating the Father. Jesus said that he hadn't, you know, he not speak of himself. He only speak that which the Father say. And this is where when you become a Christian, you want to do, I mean, you don't have to walk around speaking profound, but let the words of the gospel be your response when you respond to people. So it's not your opinion. See, people can't argue against the word of God. There's no argument there. And so if you're looking to respond to people, begin to respond from the word. This is why I wish you have to spend time now in the word. You got to spend time in it so that you will know it. So when it comes time to respond to someone, you can respond from the word. And it won't be of you. And the word will take care of itself. So, you know, so I just wanted to come in, weigh in and say, you know, trying to be a Christian, we make it too hard because we don't fully understand what it is to be a Christian, and we're working at it too hard when all we have to do is just be a Christian. And that's just
all right,
take it hard and let that be your source for answering any situation that you encounter.
Amen. Very good. Very good. Good. Very good point. Amen. Let's go ahead and live it. Let's live it. Amen. Always we. Thank God for your call always. Amen. As Jesus said, my yoke is easy. Amen. My burdens are light. Amen. So there's nothing we have to just, he made it easy. He came here on the earth. Amen. And walked it and talked it. Amen. He sorted the problems and the issues. Amen. He know what we need. Amen. He took upon him all of it. Amen. It left us a pattern. He left us a pattern. As always, we thank God for our caller. Amen. Laying the foundation. Amen. If you and God has given you and you have accepted him as your Lord and Savior, many people believe there's a God. Amen. The devil believes. The Bible says the devil believes and he trembles. Amen. But Jesus said, amen, in the Gospel according to John, the first chapter, he said, as many as received him. So if you believe God, let's accept him. Amen. Say, Lord, I accept your power. I accept your your healing. I accept your love. Amen. And give us a mouth, a tongue to speak it out. Speak it out, a confession. Because repentance comes through confession. You confess your sin. Romans 10 and 9 says he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. Amen. No one that have a record that where you don't need to confess. Amen. Sometimes you do things wrong, don't even know it. Amen. Amen. We thank God for the caller, as always. Amen. And anyone else that push one on your phone. We're talking about empowerment, you know, to live the Christian life. Amen. And why is it, we're going to throw this out there, why? Amen. It seems to be, amen, the saints are always, amen, struggling. They always have a problem with others, having a problem with the church. Amen. The situations are, we have another caller at 754, every code, last four digits, 1267. You're on the air. God bless you. You're on the air.
God bless you, Bishop. Thank you for being on the air again.
Amen.
God bless
we
you.
Love the talk. We love the fact that you are truly a man called by God. And it's so amazing that the study today was about staying focused. And I believe what the Word says in John 3:16 and 17, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent mm-hmm. not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And if that's not empowerment, I don't know. But I thank God, too, that we do have the Word as our basic instruction, because I saw in 2 Corinthians 10:5 and 6, it says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war against the flesh, after the flesh. Mm-hmm. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. There again, empowerment. 5 says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringeth into captivity, again, empowerment, every thought to the obedience of Christ. And I'm just so grateful for that, because it's plain and clear. Once we accept Christ, the instructions are there for our empowerment. And I just believe and trust and know in my heart that God had belief enough in us that he, through his Word, became man to redeem us back unto himself.
Amen.
Even though we were sinful, sinful, sinful.
Yes.
He loved us that much.
Yes.
And I'm very grateful for him, and I'm grateful for all that he's done for us, all that he's doing for us, and I'm just grateful to be in the studies.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right, all right, all right. All right, God bless you as always. We thank God for your call. You all call as a family. We thank God for it. Amen. The instructions are there. Amen. Instructions are there. God has left. He left an inheritance. Amen. He is the testator. He's the testator. He is our will. He left us a last will. Amen. All we have to do is follow it. Amen. Those that have been in the last will reading. Amen. And those that understand when you sit there in the last will reading and saying, okay, you got this, you got this, he left you, she left you this, 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 amen. Then they all get up and say, okay, we receive it, we'll sign off on it, and they go accepting it, amen. So we're down, we thank God, and the day and time, amen, we're down to where the rubber meet the road, what they might say, you got to walk out there and protect it and receive it and act on it. Amen. If you're in trouble and trials and tribulation, you got to speak the Word. And the Word got to be in you so that you know God love you. Like John 3:16, God love you. Amen. That's got to be down in your soul and your mind. Amen. And God died for you. But now, amen, it's time for you to use your your benefits. Use your benefits. Amen. If you got a toothache, go to the dentist. Amen. If you're sick, amen, you need a physician, you know where to find a physician. Spiritually, amen, we should be able to know how to use God's word. How to use God's word. Amen. All right, good call as well. As always, we have another caller. You can push one on your phone. Amen. We're talking about empowerment. Amen. And we're going to turn the corner here the next 5 minutes, and we're going to look at another part of empowerment. Amen. But right now, we're building the foundation on it. And many comes down. We're talking about many. That saying now is about knowledge. It's about knowledge. About, amen, you know the word. You know the word. Amen. That's where the enemy came after Jesus, out there in the wilderness. Amen. In his weakness. Amen. He said, okay, now if you are the Son of God. And he's God in the flesh. God in the flesh, showing us how to defeat any kind of foes that come in our way. Amen. Speak the word. Practice speaking the word. Practice speaking the word. All right, we can push one on our phone, and we, as we continue to go, amen, on this subject, and now I guess we're going to have to turn. Okay, we have another caller, area code 786. The last four digits is 4319. God bless you. You're on the air, 4319.
Bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Doctor. How you doing?
I'm doing good. God is good.
Good to hear from you.
Sitting listening to you, Bishop, it's a joy to hear your voice again, and so many others that are speaking. I'm thinking about the empowerment, and Bishop, I think what it is, you spoke concerning knowing, having the knowledge of what God is doing, and that's the main thing is what He doing. See, we are saved by grace, we are saved by God, and it's God that's building the house. It's God that's empowering us. In other words, we are emptying ourselves, and He's filling it. And that's what He's doing as we live. God is living in us. He's living through us. So what we do is simply work with Him and declare it. In other words, Jesus is in us, but it's like we are speaking for Him. And see, that's where the power is when we declare what Jesus has already done. And we live that way. So it's not of us, you know. We just the house, but God is doing the repair, and He's doing the building. Isn't that so? All day long, you see, He stands with outstretched arms. But we are the ones that's doing the stretching now. That makes sense, don't it? So that's what my thought is on that. Understand the word. You get to know the word. But the word itself is alive, and He's living through us now. So when you look at that, that's what strengthened us. Because these old feeble bodies, you know, I don't have to repeat where we are headed. But in Him is life, you see. That life is in the Son of God. So you want to be empowered. I'm talking about restoration. I'm talking about living beyond your means. I'm talking about going beyond your limitations. I'm talking about dying and being, my God, have mercy, being raised from the dead. This is the empowerment, because all this stuff, like you said, the heaven and earth shall pass away. you see, but his word will stand. So the truth is that it makes us free when we, amen, work with God. So that's what the Holy Ghost is doing. He's giving us life. He's helping us be successful. He is the empowerment. He is the power. Amen. He's the connector. So that's my thought on it. You got to get your mind right. You got to pull yourself out so he can pull in. That's what prayer is all about. You pull yourself out, he's pouring in. So he's really building the house, Bishop. So that's my input.
All right. You, as always, we thank God for your comments. And, you know, we, Holy Spirit, the Bible says, with a mouth of two or three witnesses, amen, let his word be established, amen, in this day and time, amen, is coming forth, the word of God is coming forth, amen, and you have to, like I was saying, that the things that God is building, he's building us up to stand, amen. Some of us got to stand on the job in Christ, some of us got to stand in our home for Christ. Some of us got to stand now, amen, our community, because there's so much hatred and killing and shooting, amen, on these jobs that are coming up now. The war always have been in on. You spend 8, 9, 10 hours sometimes, some people, on the job every day, amen, have a little time to come home to the family and the children, amen. And the Holy Ghost, he's a teacher, he's a guider. Amen. He's there, the young babe in Christ, and those that have been bombarded. So, amen, churches are being closed down. Amen. Jobs are being closed down. Amen. And God is there in you. Amen. Long time ago, you know, the prophets had to really work hard. Amen. They needed helicopters to try to get around and take God's word and move around. And God worked through the seas and he worked through nature. Amen. His son arrived. Now he's working in the church. He's working in the church and he's working through us. Amen. And God got to build you up when you come to him. Like we said, you believe in him and work and receive him and let him restore your life. Amen. You got to practice. You got to practice what the word say. You got to practice what the words say. I remember, amen, the Lord gave me these scriptures. I always say it all the time, Matthew 7:7. Amen. Research. You saved, sanctified, and you still got to research. And you sitting there, and I was saying, I said, Lord, I need finance. I need this in my home. Amen. And the Holy Spirit gave me Matthew 7:7. Then it gave me St. John 15. Say, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, amen. You can ask what you will, amen. So this reading and studying and research pay off. It pays off. When you're in trouble, amen, the economy is down, you're hungry, amen. St. John 15:7 and Matthew 7:7, God's people always going to be researchers, always going to be the one who can stand positive and speak the word. Amen. Holy Spirit says it's going to be all right. Oh, Lord, oh, it's happening. Oh, God, and your neighbor, your friend, your wife, falling apart. And you got to be in the Holy Spirit. Says, stand up there. It's going to be all right. And you start speaking and praying to yourself. Amen. And they say, okay, let's go out here and let's look around. Amen. That's what God got to work on you. Let him work on you first. Amen. When he work on you and get you in an area, amen, you can help somebody else. You can help somebody else. So the enemy, amen, and I don't want to get, get to preaching here a little bit, but amen. All right, we back at area code 786-4319. Go right ahead, Ella. Go ahead.
Richard, I just wanted to add that the Lord says if any two would come together and touch and agree, he says he'll be in the midst. And this is the empowerment. When we come together, you see,
yes,
you don't have to ask him to come. All you do is touch and agree. And he'll come. See, this is what lights a service. This is what where you get your joy from your song. You see, we sing spiritual hymns and songs, and you don't have to ask him to come. He comes, you understand? Because this is when we connect to one another. See, God shows up. This is the intent. He told the disciples, he says, now, I'm going away. He said, but now y'all love one another. You get what I'm saying? We have the tools. All we have to do is work them. We just got to hook them up. I don't care how sad I am. All I got to do is go up into where the Spirit is moving. You see? The Spirit is the connector. So what we do, we bring our sad self together. You understand? And pour it out on one another. And God has come up, and he automatically, just like he says, if you forgive your brother, I forgive you. You don't have to ask anything. Just do what he say. So if we don't forsake our coming together, this is why I heard you say it many times. You got to come to church. You got to render unto God what's God's. And see, this is what it's automatic because we are in him. You see what I'm saying? So that's what you got to understand where you stand at. We are in Christ. We ain't trying to develop anything. We ain't trying to call him down. You understand? We ain't trying to raise him up. He's already have paid the price. All we got to do is get, it's just like going to the grocery store. All you got to do is go up in there and spend your money. That's all. It's already there for you. That's what I want to say, Bishop.
Ooh, you got me stirred up here now because I had that revelation. Paul was saying in Romans 10, he said, amen, we don't have to be like the heathen. He said, you don't have to call God down from heaven.
No, no.
Amen. You have to call him up. Amen. The gospel according to John said, 4:4, 1 John, he that is in you, he's already there. He's already there. All you have to do is hit a hymn. What's your favorite hymn sometime? You can have your own church before you know it.
There you go.
Amen.
And you know, Bishop.
Church and, yes, sir.
Listen, the church, what falls in the church is in you.
Yeah,
we go to a building, you see, so we can get what the young folks were saying. You going to get your praise on, but you going in there to what? Come together, that we praise God together. That's where the glory, you know, that's what happened with Israel. They come together, the glory appears. You see, so it's not of us, you understand, but it's of God, and you walk according to His word. You listen, I don't care if you crying, you broke down, you broke out. All you do, listen, we have the option and we have the means. It's right there in your mouth. You lift your voice and say, God, here I am. I don't care about your physical condition. Amen. Y'all don't care what the deal is. When he shows up, kids say he shows out. You don't have to look for nothing. You don't have to draw nothing. You don't have to silver up nothing. You don't have to do anything but what? Focus on God. He is the reservoir. That's what I wanted to say, Bishop.
All right. God bless you. Amen. And many revelations coming up through here because the Holy Ghost is here. Amen. He just showed up, been showed up. Amen. And when we come together, that's why he fights the worship center. So, amen. We come together. Amen. Many of those that have been in Christ a long time, it's better preachers and servants of the Lord. You get there, you be better making it than somebody shake your hand and give you a hug or meet you with a smile on your face. And amen. And, you know, the fighting has started. Feel a little bit better. Amen. Things stir up. Amen. That's why the enemy fight the church. So he fight the church so hard. Amen. Fight, amen, the worship center so hard when they come together Amen. Not only worshiping, but praying for one another. Prayer bands. Amen. Those that have these prayer bands going, God bless you. Have studies going, amen, electronically. God bless you. Amen. Because that's our empowerment. We have to use those tools. Amen. Not only that, but pray and lay hands on yourself and practice. Practice what God gave us. Amen. Practice what God give us. Amen. All right. There's some more callers. You can continue to call. We're moving pretty fast here. And our time always winding up when we have a good time. The Spirit is moving. Amen. You can push one on your phone. Amen. And a technician will put you in. Call 1-855-236-2252. 1-347-215-8816. You can also review this program and many more, amen, when you go to www.jciministries.org. Amen. And you see all of that's our website. And you can type on Blog Talk Radio, Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. If you want to go straight to blogtalkradio.com and religion and type on Doctrine of Truth through Bishop Poole, you can have many more programs. Amen. We need to get the gospel out there. Practice it and feel the airways. Amen. Those that want to grow in Christ, amen. Some of the things that you have to continue to do, amen, constantly, like we're hearing the word, amen, reading the word, studying the word, amen. Study is not an easy task. Ecclesiastes is saying, the last chapter of Ecclesiastes, amen, study, much study is weariness of the flesh, is work. And you can ask all the students, amen, the young people now, amen, you know, they go to school, the study, they really have all kind of shortcuts because it's work and study to get the understanding of it. Then sit there and meditate on it. Meditate on the word. Amen. Then memorize the word. All of that soaking, amen, your spirit man. And David said in Psalm 1, amen, amen, blessed the man that walketh not in the counsel of the unsaved man. Not in the counsel of the ungodly. Amen. Not sitting in the seat. Don't let him draw you in that environment. Amen. But you meditate on God's word. Amen. Bring the word to your mind when your mind starts wandering. And the enemy want to come in and work on your mind. Amen. Want to challenge. He might try to challenge this message today. Because that's what he does. He go behind the men and women of God to tell them the truth. Like he did in the Garden of Eden, and told Adam and Eve, now listen, God really didn't mean that with Adam and God talking about. They didn't mean that, Eve. Look here, Eve, come here, let me show you something. He always liked to go behind, amen, the back, and challenge the doctrine and the word of God, the truth. But the truth will set you free. Those of you that are going through things now, amen, I challenge you to do God's word. Do it. One thing to listen to it, but it's another thing, amen, to practice it. See how you practice? Praying, amen. You have the Holy Spirit prophesy. You know, the word of God, you remember, say, Lord, I speak it. I speak deliverance to my family, my home. Constantly do it. Constantly do it. Let me give you the other side of the picture a little bit. Amen. Why people pay all these dedicated soothsayers and witchcraft workers, they dedicate it because they practice. They practice the devil's work all the time. So people know they practice so hard. They go there and say, oh, I'm going to get this. All they're doing is lying, taking the money. But listen, you practice and work on God's word, practice reading, practice studying, run tapes in your house, in your car, amen, listen to prayers, amen, and memorizing verses, amen. According to the word of God, St. John 15, he said, you can speak things, and it be done unto you. He said, St. John 15, amen, and 7, if you abide in me, my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. unto you. Those are God's word. Those are God's word. Amen. So we need to practice more. Practice, practice. Amen. Read and practice. Amen. And put yourself in, put God's word today. God's word is true. All these wars and rumors of war is breaking out. And people are being, you know, they're beginning shaking a little bit here in America because of the fact, especially those that in the Bible should know the word is being fulfilled. The word of God is being fulfilled. He said it's going to be walls and rumors of walls, disease breaking out. But God has given us, we can lay hands on the sick. Amen. We can speak things. Amen. Where God wants us to be, where sin abound, Paul said, the God word much more. The church has not lost its power, church. The church has not lost its power. Amen. Have not lost. Amen. We're going to have a, I guess we can take another 5 minutes. If anybody have more comments, amen. You can dial one. That's push one on your phone. Amen. The technician can put you back in. All right. At 954-4427. God bless you. God bless you on the air. 4427.
Hey, God bless you. Yeah, God bless you. I was just listening, and I, it is true. All the answers we need are right there. You know, life is a series of pop quizzes, and the thing about it is not so much a pop quiz as it is that we have the Holy Spirit to point the answers out to us. It's an open book test that we live every day that we go out in life. We have the Word of God, an open book test, and the teacher, the Holy Spirit, is there to point us and show us the correct answer in the book. So that it, all we have to do is just apply ourselves to the Word of God, and all the answers we need in life are right there, and the Holy Spirit is going to be faithful to point those answers out to us so that there's no way we can get the test wrong. The answer is there, right, and the Holy Spirit is going to be faithful to show it to us.
All right. Since I know you, amen, I know the things that you've been through. Amen. Give us a real short, I guess you can get up about a minute. I know you had some transplants. Amen. How did you work with the Word of God in that situation? Amen.
I had to live in a kidney transplant, and the whole time that I was preparing to go through that process, God kept me ignorant to the medical part of it, and I just knew that I have not lived yet the life that I was supposed to live. I hadn't met my destiny yet. And so I just believed that I had a couple of bad parts. It's like a nice, fine automobile. You got a nice luxury Mercedes, and the starter goes bad. You nothing wrong with the car, but you got a bad part, so you change the part. And that's where I looked at when they told me I needed the transplant. I just had a couple of bad parts there. You know, God, you know, when we are out here in the world, we can pick up some dead things in us. But God cannot operate through you through any dead thing. So he going to remove those dead, bad parts out of you, clean you up, and now you're ready for his use. And I just believe that, I just need to get change a couple of parts. But my life has yet to begin.
All right. God bless you. I believe that so. Amen. We've been together many, many couple of years now through these different areas with, amen, donors and operations, and amen, and God will give you that perfect peace. I know he will. I can testify to that. Amen. To those that are young in Christ, sometimes they think that, you know, amen, a car payment, don't have no food or whatever is the worst thing, but there's God's people have taken us through so many things. All we have to do is stay with him, stay with Christ, keep prayerful, and prophesying his word. He will give you that peace. Amen. Like our last caller said, you start talking to him, he'll show up. You don't have to beg him to come. Amen. His word, God will show up. All right. Area code 754-1267. Go right ahead. God bless you.
Thank you, Bishop. We just thank God. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
We just thank God. We just thank God for the word. And it's so awesome that we have the ability that he empowered us to ask him. When we ask, we seek, and we knock, we can trust God that the answers are going to be revealed to us. And I'm very grateful for that. Thank you.
All right. We're getting ready to go into prayer now. Amen. We need some prayer callers. Amen. If you want to do a prayer, amen. We can take about three prayers, kind of put them about a minute. Amen. Because we're falling down now, the last part of the program. Let's push one on your phone. You can give a prayer for all those that are, amen, need to go through. All right. First caller, prayer 786-4319. 4319. God bless you, Doc. Go ahead.
We're looking at the fact, Bishop, that when we search the Word of God, just like he asked me, he says, now you have read my Word, what is it to you? Ain't that so?
Right.
So we're connecting with God tonight. We are being thankful. Lord, in your presence today, we thank you for all that we have heard. We thank you for your yet moving. You have kept your word, so help us to keep ours. We ask you, dear Father, to bless all the listeners and all those that are hearing what you're saying today. We know that, God, you never leave us and you won't forsake us, so we can depend on it, irregardless of situations. We are looking at the whole world today and how that the promise of your coming is very much present. And we thank you so much. Bless Bishop and his efforts, all of his family and all of the people, our brother up in North Carolina and out California, and all the states, oh God, that are listening to this broadcast. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Another caller, about 30 seconds. You can give us a 30-second prayer. Let's push one. Go right ahead. 954-4427.
You're on the air. Yes. Father God, thank you that we can come together and assemble together, Father God, with open minds, that we would come to reason together. Thank you for the wisdom and the knowledge that is poured out from each person that participated in this call. And we thank you, Lord God, for this ministry. And may it, Father God, glorify you each time that it is there. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. We have one more prayer. Amen. If not, you can always go to Dr. All right, 754-1267. Go right ahead.
Lord God, we come to you as humbly as we go. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you for the men of God on this line leading us to your word. Father, I thank you for all things in Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen.
God bless you. Thank all of you. Amen. Continue to pray for one of those that are absent, those that are not here. Amen. Like I say, you share this program again. Amen. Practice the word of God. Amen. Practice on yourself. Practice on your family. Amen. Practice on your dog. I just came to my mind. I was in Key West. The widow dog got sick. Amen. We all prayed in there for her. And the Holy Ghost fell on the dog because she needed him. Amen. He got happy. Everybody got happy. So God know what your need is. Amen. He's not going to forsake him. He's not going to forsake his people. God bless you. Stay in God's perfect will. Amen. You can't go wrong. God bless you. Till next time.
Jesus, Jesus.